Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third, the third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Frank Urnaga. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting second, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Speak takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Amoros hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gilliam takes first base on ball four. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball four. Gilliam moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There go the runners. The throw from Neiman and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Gilliam scores. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Roy Campanella batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Campanella hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Urnaga. Campanella reaches second base with a double. Snider scores. Hodges goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Urnaga strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Koufax strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Amoros is 0 for 1 in the game. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Littrell strikes out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Drott hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Snider hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Dodgers. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Walls. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Cimoli moves to third. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Campanella is hit by the pitch. Carl Erskine pinch runs for Roy Campanella. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cimoli scores. Hodges scores. Erskine moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Dodgers. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Erskine moves to third. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pignatano now catching. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walls moves to second. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Urnaga is 0 for 1 in the game. Urnaga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brosnan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli hits a line drive into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodges hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Dodgers. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Pignatano moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Koufax is 0-for-2 in the game. Koufax hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Speak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Dodgers. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Urnaga is 0-for-2 in the game. Urnaga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Amoros is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Amoros hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gilliam is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Gilliam is out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Littrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Littrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pignatano strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Dodgers. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walls hits a line drive towards short. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga is 0 for 3 in the game. Urnaga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Urnaga reaches second base with a double. Clem Labine now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Labine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amoros is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Amoros strikes out. Neiman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Amoros out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neiman is 0 for 3 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jack Littrell. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolger moves to second. Casey Wise pinch runs for Walt Morin. Carl Furillo now playing right field. Gino Cimoli now playing left field. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Speak strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.